I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. China's leaders made a move for change today. They announced plans for a number of reforms affecting China's economy, its society, and legal system. Among the headlines, labor camps are to go. More on that in a moment. Property laws to be changed. Markets are to be liberalized. And the one-child policy eased up. In all, 60 reforms were approved by the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party that met this week. Mary Kay Magsad was the world's correspondent in Beijing for more than a decade. Let's focus on that last issue, Mary Kay, the one-child policy. What exactly in it are they planning to change, and how soon might it happen?
Okay, so up until now, in most parts of China, if both people in a couple were only children themselves, they could have two children. Now, if only one member of a couple was an only child, they can have two children. But what stays in place is that the government continues to control how many children every family in China can have. It's not like they're lifting the one-child policy and saying, okay, have as many kids as you like. They're saying, you know, we still feel that we need to control how many kids everyone has because we're concerned about the size of the population. The irony is, at the current birth rate, China's population will contract by about 25% by the end of the century, according to demographers who have been studying this problem.
It would go down. Wow. So as a policy change, how big a change do you think this is?
I think it's incremental. Increasingly, in the last 2, 3, 4 years, I found as I was talking to 20-something-year-olds, even 30-something-year-olds, they were saying, you know, having two kids is expensive. You know, we want our kids to do as well as they possibly can in society. That means getting a good education. And to do that, that costs money. Just raising them costs money. And it's not just the middle class and the upper middle class who are saying that. Even migrants who move to cities, they're saying, too, you know, it's a struggle just to cover our expenses. Why would we want to have a bunch of kids? So the idea that you've got this huge population in China that, you know, are just chomping at the bit to have six kids per family, it's just not true.
This adjustment to the one-child policy, Mary Kay, why now?
Well, now you have an aging population in China. You have an ever smaller number of young people entering the workforce who have an ever greater burden of supporting this large retired population. You have an imbalance in terms of gender in people who are in their 20s and early 30s because for 30 years now, parents who traditionally have preferred sons in China have done selective abortions. If they're only allowed to have one kid, they want to make sure their one kid is a son. And I think the government recognizes that both in terms of that and in terms of having just more balance between the younger part of the population and the older part, they need to relax the one-child policy.
Mary Kay, if we are looking at ultimately the beginning of the end of the one-child policy, how do you think Chinese will look back on the policy, you know, like in 20 years?
Well, I think many Chinese have bought the government's line that, you know, in China, ren tai duo, there are too many people, is the Chinese phrase. You hear many people say this. And so that maybe having the one-child policy helped China grow at a crucial time over these past 30 years, where more resources could be put into the welfare of fewer people. But when you think about the human cost of the one-child policy, you know, how many women's privacy was interfered with, how many late-term abortions were forced on women, what the relationship was between the state and the private sphere of family life. I think many people who, you know, look at all the facts related to the way the one-child policy was implemented will end up thinking this was a serious mistake.
The World's Mary Kay Magsad there.